I'm not saying I haven't been bitter since then. I have been. But I recognize it very fast and recognize it as sin here very fast. And I'm not up to talking to all the people that I see. Well, there are not a great many every day, but there are some just about every day who are up to here in problems. And I just can't go into that kind of a situation bitter. I've got to take care of it. I am useless to anybody else unless I take care of it. But I know the sin is here. Now, I get rid of it by confessing it like I'd confess any other kind of sin. Except I may have to stay with it a little bit longer because the nature of bitterness is, look what she did, look what she said. And people are very bitter. And it's generally not about something very evil. We read and see the Oklahoma City bombing, and we don't feel guilty, and we don't feel bitter. We're just maybe appalled, but we don't feel guilty, and we don't feel bitter. But it was a massive murder. Great, great sin. So it's not the magnitude of sin that somebody else commits, it's how close the other person is to us. I don't get bitter toward murderers in other states. I get bitter toward my roommate. I get bitter toward, here are the people you can be bitter toward. Your father, your mother, your husband, your wife, your brother, your sister, your roommate, your best friend, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your immediate superior, your immediate subordinate, the person who works alongside you. All the people that are close to you, that ping on you. Now, they're not the cause, but they're the ones that touch you. And God. Maybe you say, well, you didn't name them all. I know somebody you didn't name. Well, you know who it is. But I guarantee you, whoever it is somebody who has access to you. And you think it's the other person's fault. It's not the other person's fault. It's your sin. Only your sin. And that's the only way you can get rid of it. As soon as you think that somebody else is sin, you cannot get rid of it, and you're commanded to get rid of it. Because it's dependent upon the other person quitting. But even then it won't do it. The devil will say, well, he quits, you'll feel better. Well, let's suppose he comes up to you one day and say, I'm sorry. Well, the devil promised you you'd forgive him when he said that. And you can't get it out of your mouth that you're forgiven because you're bitter right up to that time. In order to forgive him when he says he's sorry, you've got to be forgiving before he says he's sorry, so you're immediately able to do it when he says it. But if you're forgiving before he says he's sorry, then it's not necessary for him to say he's sorry. You've already taken care of it.